An earlier version of the European Union was imagined by secret societies centuries ago. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Fernanda Gallo, associate professor in history and politics at the University of Cambridge, delves into this history.
My research is concerned with ideas about political power. I am an historian of the long 19th century, a period often described as the climax of the rise of the nation state. By focusing on the case of Italy, my work challenges this view, discussing how nationalism in the early 19th century actually emerges transnationally. Recently, I looked at how the idea of the United States of Europe came about in a circle of radical 19th century Italian political activists who were the first to think seriously about a political project of a United States of Europe. Interestingly, during that time, Italy as a nation state did not yet exist. Rather, the Italian peninsula was a cluster of smaller and isolated and often dominated states. Italian radicals still imagined a united and independent Italy, and when they did, they conceived of it within a wider project of a European federation. They saw a harmony between national unification and international emancipation. A Europe of the peoples meant a continent of citizens instead of subjects, of rights instead of treaties, of assemblies instead of absolute monarchies, of political participation instead of economic regulation. These 19th century Italian republicans all had in common the experience of exile, persecuted because of their political beliefs. These experiences connected them with an international society of activists across Europe. Together, they created secret societies, promoted clandestine operations, and circulated subversive ideas, and they imagined the United States of Europe's border extending east to include Ukraine and Turkey. They envisioned a larger and more democratic Europe than the one we have come to know through the EU.
That was Fernanda Gallo of the University of Cambridge. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.